Jerry Bader Show. What time is it? 10:49. All right, here we go.
Well, I came upon the child of God. He was walking along the road, and I asked him, "Tell me, where are you going?" He said, "Nowhere." Said, "I'm going down to Yasta's farm, gonna join in and I'm going there. Got to get back to the land, set my soul free. We are stars, we are grass, we are filled, you are God, and we've got to get ourselves back to the
Stills, Nash, Woodstock. By the way, anybody who was at Woodstock who was still alive is worried now about their retirement. I once saw a poster, Woodstock reunion. It was all these people in business suits, and they were bald and all of that. An emailer points it out. It's the liberal utopia. It cost a lot of money. It lost its butt in money. It was an organizational nightmare, and they remember it fondly. It's the liberal utopia. There is another story that we really haven't gotten to this week, and this is the whole uproar, and I think uproar is the appropriate word to assign to this, of Hillary Clinton's interview with Jeffrey Goldberg in The Atlantic, where she was very, very critical of the Obama administration foreign policy, Syria, Muslim Brotherhood missteps in Egypt, and others. And she said something that got the most commentary. "Don't do stupid stuff" is not an organizing principle. Great nations need organizing principles. In other words, you have to be the leader. Now, many saw this as Hillary Clinton distancing herself from foreign policy that, as Secretary of State, former Secretary of State, has her DNA all over it. And now she's dissing the foreign policy she was part of, or at best, did nothing to correct. You were there. You were Secretary of State. Why didn't you do something? So this led to this, their paths met, sort of, at Martha's Vineyard. They both were there Wednesday. As the Wall Street Journal puts it, the president was seeking an escape from the White House. His former Secretary of State was taking steps that could land her there. A scheduling quirk brought Mr. Obama and Mrs. Clinton to Martha's Vineyard just a few days after she caused a political kerfuffle, one of my favorite words, with a pointed critique of the president's foreign policy. The sharpest sign of disagreement between the one-time rivals and sometime allies. While the two top Democrats mostly stayed on separate sides of the island, they agreed to hug it out Wednesday evening at a party for a mutual friend. "Oh, no, we're still all good, da, 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 da." And apparently the concern is that she alienated some of the liberal base by peeing on the president. So she tried to mend fences. This may be easier said than done. Maureen Dowd, uber liberal columnist, writing in the New York Times this week, republished in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. "It's the loyalty, stupid." That'd take off on the riff, "It's the economy, stupid," with which Bill Clinton got elected 20-some years ago. Maureen Dowd. "I talked to Robin Williams once about breasts. In 1993, when he played a prim British nanny in Mrs. Doubtfire, I went to interview him at the Pacific Heights his house. It was great to be this blue-mouthed old lady hitting on somebody," he said, in his character's soft Scottish burr, "opening your blouse and saying, 'What about these?' He was 42 then, wearing his Popeye outfit. As our interview ended, I was telling him about my friend Michael Kelly's idea for a 1-900 number, not one to call Asian beauties or Swedish babes, but where you'd have an amorous chat with a repressed Irish woman. Williams delightedly riffed on the caricature, playing the role of an older Irish woman answering the sex line in a brusque brogue. I couldn't wait to play the tape for Kelly, who doubled over in laughter. So when I think of Williams, I think of Kelly. And when I think of Kelly, I think of Hillary Clinton, because Kelly was the first American reporter to die in the Iraq invasion. And Clinton was one of 29 Democratic senators who voted to authorize that baloney war. The young woman who always does her homework, the woman who resigned as president of Wellesley College's Young Republicans over the Vietnam War, made that vote without even bothering to read the National Intelligence Estimate and its skimpy evidence. It was obvious in real time that the Bush crew was arbitrarily switching countries, blaming 9/11 on Saddam Hussein so they could get more vivid vengeance targets and a chance to shake up the Middle East chessboard, and that officials were shamelessly making up the threat as they went along. I don't agree with that, but anyway. For me to believe that Clinton would be a good president, I would need to feel that she had learned something from that deadly, globe-shattering vote, a calculated attempt to be tough and show that, as a Democratic woman, she's not afraid to use power. Yet, she is still at it. With the diplomatic finesse of a wrecking ball, the former diplomat gave an interview to Jeffrey Goldberg, a hawk of the Atlantic. Channeling her pal, Senator John McCain, she took a cheap shot at President Barack Obama when his approval rating on foreign policy had dropped to 36%, calling him a wimp just as he was preparing for airstrikes against the Islamic State militant group. As one Democrat noted, citing the callous Clintonian principle that unpopular things make foolish investments, if Obama was at 63% instead of 36%, she'd be happy to be Robin to his Batman. It's not that she's too old, despite nasty cracks on conservative websites such as the Washington Free Beacon. It's that she's too old think, thrusting herself forward as a hawk at a time when hawks in the season of Elizabeth Warren and Rand Paul aren't so cool. Americans are sick of the idea that we should plunge in and plant our flag in the ground and work out the details later. It's a complicated world where you cross the border from Syria to Iraq and your allies are the enemy. Clinton booed the president and said that as Secretary of State, she had wanted to do more to help the Syrian rebels. She said that Obama's failure in Syria led to the rise of the Islamic State and sniped about the Obama slogan, "Great nations need organizing principles, and don't do stupid stuff" is not an organizing principle. Saying you can't live by slogans is rich, coming from someone whose husband's presidency was built on "it's the economy, stupid." Besides, a New York Times article by Tim Arango and Eric Schmidt demonstrated that at every turn, the rise of the Islamic State's self-styled caliph Abu Bakr Baghdadi had been shaped by the United States' involvement in Iraq, putting the ball of blame back in Clinton's court. Oh, really? Modow is blaming Hillary Clinton for forming the Islamic State because of the Iraq War. Clinton may know that she seemed unseemly. She called Obama to assert that she wasn't attacking him. After booing Clinton, Obama's learning the truth of another unofficial slogan in politics. The Clintons will be there when they need you. Well, let me tell you what's going on here. Modow wants Elizabeth Warren to run for president. Modow is a far-left Elizabeth Warren liberal. Hillary is not liberal enough for her. Ooh. Perhaps she and the president can hug it out. What about the rest of the lefties? Time will tell. 10:58, 8 minutes to rush. Have a lovely weekend, bonjour.
The Jerry Bader Show.